哈利路亚！各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Hallelujah, peace your brothers and sisters。
我们在这个安息圣日我们再一次聚集在神的圣堂里，从圣经当中做学习。
Once again, in this opportunity, this Sabbath, we are here in God's temple to learn from God's word。
我们今天早上要用身份与本分来作为彼此学习的题目。
This morning, let us learn together the topic identity and responsibility。
我们请翻到彼得前书的第二章。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2。
彼得前书的第二章
First Peter chapter 2
第六节
Verse 6
彼得前书第六第二章第六节
First Peter chapter 2 verse 6
因为经上说看啊我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安信靠他的人必不至羞愧第七
7
所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵在那不信的人有话说匠人所砌的石头做了房角的头块石头第八节
8
又说做了绊脚的石头别人的磐石他们既然不顺从就在道理上绊跌他们这样绊跌也是预定的第九节
9
唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德哈这里呢是使徒彼得年老的时候所写的一段话
These are the words written by Peter in his old age
我们知道使徒彼得跟随耶稣一辈子
The apostle Peter followed Christ his whole life
并且在一辈子当中行了许多神迹奇事并且宣传福音
And during his lifespan he performed many miracles that spread the gospel
所以在众使徒当中他算是对耶稣基督认识有特别深刻的
So among the apostles he is one with deeper understanding of Jesus Christ
所以在他年老的时候，他特别留下了这一段话来。
And his old age, he passed on these words that we just read.
给当代的信徒一个很深刻的提醒。
And leaving a very constant reminder to the members of the
time. 同时也是给我们今天所有的信徒都再一次的警告。
At the same time, warning us the members of the latter age in the same manner.
在这里告诉我们说我们都是神所拣选的。
Here we are told that all of us are the chosen people of God.
既然是被拣选，就有一定的要求跟一定的生活。
Given that they were chosen, then the requirements for our life and for our conduct.
因为在当时在彼得在使徒彼得年老的时候
For during Peter's old time.
很多人虽然信了耶稣
during his old age, many people came to believe in Christ.
但是生活却没有基督徒的表现。
But few of them behave in a Christian worthy manner.
很多人虽然信了耶稣
although many believed.
但是对将来的永生却没有任何的盼望。
They don't have any hope in the coming life.
很多人虽然信了耶稣
although many believed.
但是他们却不相信有天国有地狱有审判
They don't believe in the existence of heaven, hell and a judgment
甚至有的人说没有天国或者是天国已经过去了
Some people say there was no such thing of heaven or things related to heaven already
没有审判耶稣已经来过又走了
There's no such thing as judgment for Jesus came and went
所以在当时虽然很多人在信耶稣
So though many people believe in Christ at the time
但是许多人信仰没有目标生活一塌糊涂
Many people live in a chaotic, hopeless life
所以使徒彼得特别写的这封信给当代的信徒一个警告
Peter the Apostle wrote these words as a warning to the members of the time.
信耶稣不是只有口称耶稣为主。
To believe in Christ is not merely to exalt Christ verbally.
信耶稣不是只是拿来圣经读读。
To believe in Christ is not merely to read the Bible here and there.
信耶稣不是只到教会走走。
To believe in Christ is not to visit the church once in a while.
所以在这里给当时的信徒一个警告。
So the warning given to the members is like this.
也是给我们今天所有信徒的一个提醒。
And it is also a warning and reminder for us today.
要怎么样做，怎么样生活，才能够配得算成为耶稣基督。
Then what should we do in order to be counted worthy as being disciples of Christ?
我们看回来彼得前书第二章
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2
第六节
Verse 6
第二章第六节说因为经上说看哪我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安在锡安信靠他的人必不是羞愧而在这里呢彼得先谈到了房角石
In this verse Peter talks about a chief cornerstone
什么是房角石
What is the cornerstone
圣经上面告诉我们说耶稣基督就是这个房角石
The Bible tells us that Christ is a cornerstone
要作为我们众信徒在他以后来的人所有人的榜样
He is the example for all the members that will follow
我们就会问什么到底是什么是房角石
So again the question What is the chief cornerstone
我们常在圣经里面看到这个字房角石但是它到底是什么
The Bible does mention this term once in a while but what does it mean
在以前他们盖房子的时候
In the past when people would build houses
不像我们今天有很多的有许多的工具 许多的科技啊。
They don't have the abundance of technological advances and tools that we have today.
好像我们今天呢、啊，要盖房子、啊，要拉直啊，可能是用红外线、用镭射来拉直啊。
For example, today in order to cast a perfect straight line, you might use laser.
啊，你来确定说，哇，这个墙是很直的啊，那个没。那个墙它本身、啊、不会弯掉、哦、
In order to assure this straight fashion of the wall and guarantee its precision、
啊、但是以前没有这种技术、啊、
In the past, not such technology existed、
哦、所以以前要盖房子之前、啊、他们要怎么样确定这个房子它的墙壁它的四边是直的呢
So without this technology, how do you assure the straightness of the four walls?、
啊、最重要的就是先立一个房角石、啊、
What matters most then is to lay the four cornerstones、
啊、房角石是最好的一块石
The cornerstones are made with the best possible stone available.
它是最、那个什么，它的尺寸是最正的、最直的。
And their dimensions are the most paid attention to.
同时，它是第一个被立下的石头啊。
And because of this, they are the first stone to be laid.
哦，所以当这块石头立下去以后
，When these stones are laid on the ground,
你那个墙壁的两侧啊，就全部要按照这个。这一块石头的方向在前进。
Then the two parallel walls that are erected based on these cornerstones will be straight.
所以每一块石头都跟着这个房角石的角度来搭。
In other words, every single stone set after the cornerstone must be aligned with the cornerstones.
啊，来确定说整个房子整个墙是直的。
To guarantee the straightness of the walls and the house.
哦，所以房角石是整栋房子的根基。
So the cornerstones then become the foundation for the whole house.
也是房子的标准。
They also become the standard for the house.
是所有房子必须要依照的尺寸。
They are the dimension by which the house must be built.
那就好像我们以前啊，在做体操，小时候哦，在学校做体操的时候哦。
This is quite similar when we went to gym class in the old times.
啊，或者是有当过兵的人就知道了。
Or if you serve in the military, you might know.
啊，你要排队的时候啊，要排队那个队伍要排整齐啊。
When you need to be a line formation.
啊，中间都会有一个人举手。
In the middle, there will be someone raising their hand.
然后中央标准舞对齐啊，以中间那个人作为来对齐啊
and he will be the center of alignment for the rest of the ranks.
哦，所以所有人都以他为中心
，so everyone will be aligned to this person.
啊，这样子排出来的队伍才会整齐。
This is the only way to make the line straight.
啊，房角石就是这个意思。
This is the meaning behind the cornerstone.
是房子盖房子它的标准。
It is the standard of building of the house.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们说，耶稣基督成为我们生命当中的房角石。
Here we are told that Jesus became the chief cornerstone of our lives.
要以他作为我们生命信仰的榜样。
And because of that, we need to model after his example.
要像耶稣才能够像基督徒。
We need to be like Christ to be Christian-like.
啊，但是我们要怎么样才能够像耶稣呢
？But how do we conform to the likeness of Christ?
什么样才叫做基督徒的生活
？What do we mean by Christian lives?
我们继续往下看哦。
Let us continue reading.
我们看彼得前书的二章
，First Peter chapter 2,
第九节
，Verse 9.
彼得前书的第二章。第九节
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9、
啊、第九节说唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民那、啊啊、这里彼得告诉我们、啊、我们要像这个房角石
Now we see that we need to be like the cornerstone、
啊、就必须要拥有他所列出来的四个身份、啊、
And the way to do this is to abide by the four requisites mentioned here
我们今天讲说我们信耶稣
Today we say we are Christians、
啊、信耶稣要读圣经
And as Christians we read the Bible
信耶稣要去聚会
As Christians we go to service、
啊、信耶稣要嘴巴要说我是基督徒
As Christians we need to proclaim our faith verbally、
啊真的一个基督徒就是这样子而已吗
？But it is all there is to Christianity.
啊，信耶稣真的这么容易吗
？Is it that simple?
什么叫做基督徒
？What is true Christianity?
什么叫做信耶稣的
？What is to believe in Christ?
在这里告诉我们说，你要符合这四种的。身份才有资格被称为基督徒啊
Here we are told that we need to uptake these four identities in order to be called Christians
我们来看一下这四种身份各自对我们来讲是什么意思
Let us see what is the meaning of these four individually
再看我们有没有资格今天真正被神所称为基督徒啊
And then let us assess whether we are worthy of truly being called Christians today
你自己讲不算的、啊、
That you say you are a Christian does not count
你自己说你是基督徒啊没啊，不算啊。
You saying that you are a Christian doesn't come for much.
那要在神眼中被称为基督徒才有用啊。
But you need to be a Christian in God's eyes for it to count as
something. 啊，那就需要符合这四个身份的要求。
And to that end, we need to abide by these four requisites.
哪四个身份
？What are these four identities?
啊，在这里第一个告诉我们说，我们是被拣选的族类啊。
Verse 9 says, "But you are a chosen generation."
那什么叫做被拣选
？What is to be chosen?
拣选就是今天你跟我在这里。 不是因为你特别了不起啊。
The meaning of being chosen means that we are here not because we accomplish anything by ourselves.
就好像啊，你今天到面包店里面啊。
For instance, today you go to a bakery.
啊，你看啊，那个面包店，你要买个蛋糕哦。
And you, for example, want to buy a cake.
啊，每个蛋糕都长得差不多啊，一排一排一排啊。
Each cake one behind the other looks just about the same.
那你就随便乱挑了啊，就是这一个，就是这一个啦。
So randomly you choose that one.
哦，所以这叫做拣选啊。
This is choosing, right?
啊，拣选不是说啊，那个某一个蛋糕长得特别不一样啊。
Is you don't choose a cake because that one looks different.
啊，你挑 muffin 啊，每个 muffin 长得都一样啊。
If you go to a store to pick a muffin, they're all identical.
哦，你就是挑一个就拿起来吃啊。
You just grab one randomly and you eat it.
哦，所以啊，今天呢、啊，我们能够。信耶稣哦。
So today, the fact that we are Christians,
这里讲说你是被拣选的。
Is it due to the fact that is due to the reason that we were chosen?
被拣选表示不是你这个人有特别的努力。
We were chosen not because of our efforts.
更不是因为你这个人有特殊的成就。
Neither were chosen because of our accomplishments.
这叫做恩典，神拣选的恩典啊。
Because choosing is not other than God's grace.
所以我们今天蒙恩啊，不在于人的善行。
So today, the grace that we receive is not because of our good deeds.
而在于神对我们生命的主权。
But rather, it is because of God's sovereignty over our lives.
所以在这里告诉我们说，一个基督徒对信仰的第一对信仰的第一个认识。
This verse tells us how we need to know our faith. Firstly,
就是主权不在我们生命的主权，生命的主权不在自己身上。
We need to come to the notion that the sovereignty of life is not in our hands.
很多人都觉得说，今天人生是我来掌控。
Many people feel I do things my way.
我爱怎么过就怎么过。
And whatever I please to do, I will do.
我想做什么就做什么。
Whatever I will to do, I will do.
人生是我的，主控权在我。
It is my life. I do whatever I want.
所以很多人都觉得说，人定胜天，我靠自己可以克服生命一切，得到我所想要的。
So many people think that where there is a will, there is a way, and they can accomplish everything they want.
真的是这个样子吗？
But is it so?
其实呢，圣经里面告诉我们啊。
This is what the Bible tells us.
圣经里面说啊，我们到底算什么？
What are we really?
他说我们好像一片云雾一样啊。
We are just like a vanishing vapor.
他说哇，你这时候看啊，这个云还在那里啊。
You can see a vapor.A cloud formation for a while.
你转过来啊，再回头看啊，被风吹走没有啦。
When you turn away and turn back, it is no longer there, for it has been blown by the wind.
到底对自己的人生掌握住什么？
So how much control do we have on our lives?
你对你的人生到底有什么把握？
Now, how much guarantees do you have to the things of your life?
难道你不知道人生下一刻要发生什么事，你都不知道吗？
Can you truly know what happens the next minute in your life?
所以你人生当中唯一可以确定的一件事是什么？
So what is the only thing that you can have surety about?
你唯一能确定的一件事，
the only thing that you can have certainty,
就是你什么都不确定。
It's nothing.
这就是你的人生。
This is how your life works.
真的是这个样子啊。
This is how things truly work.
我以前在加州的时候
，When I was in California,
我去看一个朋友啊。
I went to see a friend.
但是看到朋友在聊天的时候啊。
When I was chatting with this friend.
然后他就跟我讲到他隔壁的邻居哦。
He shared with me some things about his neighbor.
他跟我讲说，哇，他的隔壁的邻居啊。最近啊，很可怜啊。
He shared me some unfortunate things that happened to his neighbor.
他说为什么很可怜呢
？Why？
他说啊，他隔壁的邻居啊，哇，很好的学校毕业 ，Ivy League 啊，那个常春藤学院毕业的啊。
He said that his neighbor was an Ivy League graduate.
哇，然后找到一份很好的工作啊。
And he found a very good job.
30出头就是公司的高级工作人员啊。
In the early 30s, he was already upper management in his company.
有一个很好的太太。
He had a very good wife.
刚生了一个小孩。
He just had a son.
也刚买了隔壁的房子。
He just bought the house next door.
人生一切都是最美好、最成功、最顺利的时候。
So everything was at its prime, at its best in his life.
身体不舒服去做一个检查，癌症二期啊。
He felt uncomfortable one day. He went for a diagnosis, and it was second stage cancer.
BNI 二期啊。
He had a northern throat cancer in the second stage.
而且医生说很难处理啊。
The doctor said that the prognosis wasn't very favorable.
所以啊，他跟我说啊，他的邻居啊，就没有去上班了。
So this friend of mine shared that the neighbor did not go to work anymore.
癌症二期的还上什么班啊？
Second stage cancer, why go to work?
他说每天在家里抱着他太太哭啊。
Every day he would hug his wife and weep bitterly.
为什么会这样？为什么会这样？
Why would this happen to me? Why?
很健康啊，吃得很健康啊。
He ate healthily.
常常运动啊，身体很好啊。
He exercised regularly. He had good health overall.
这就是人生。
This is how life
works. 当你觉得说你掌握了一切，
when you feel that you are in control of everything,
却不知道说你连你人生的下一刻会发生什么事你都不知道。 知道啊。
In reality, you don't know what will happen the next second.
啊，我前一阵子接到一通电话啊。
Not long ago, I received a phone call.
啊，是我一个朋友啊，我一个好朋友打来的。
It was a good friend of mine who called.
啊，跟我讲说啊，他的家人啊，有人过世了。
He told me how one of his loved ones passed.
啊，他的家里我非常熟啊。
I'm familiar with his family.
我说怎么回事啊
？I asked what happened.
他说不知道啊，就是下班以后出去外面散步就没有回来了。
And my friend told me we don't know. This relative of ours went for a stroll after work and he never came back.
Hit and run 啊，撞了有人。车子撞了人就跑了。
It was a hit and run. Someone ran over him and fled.
所以在那一天有想到会发生这种事吗
？Who would have thought that would happen that exact day?
所以人，当你觉得你的人生你很有把握
，So when you feel that you're in control，
当你觉得你是你人生的主宰
，When you feel that you are the ruler of your life，
却不知道说其实我们什么都没有。
In reality, you know that you possess nothing.
所以在这里第一件事告诉我们的
，So this is the first thing we are told.
他说我们是蒙拣选，被神所选的。
We are a chosen generation.Chosen by God.
就是说我们是在神的手中
That is to say we are in God's hand.
是我们要将人生的主权交给我们的主
And we should hand over the sovereignty of our life to Christ.
你知道吗当你想要做你人生的主人
Did you know that when you want to be the ruler of your life
你就要为你自己的人生自己负责自己处理啊
You need to be responsible for the outcome of your decisions.
但是如果你愿意把你人生的主权交给神
But if you're willing to surrender the sovereignty of life to God
神就要为你负责到底啊
God will be responsible in everything and every end.
我之前呢、在德州的时候跟一个年轻人聊天呢、啊。
Before when I lived in Texas, I once conversed with a youth.
这个年轻人呢、他不喜欢读书啊。
This youth who didn't like to go to school.
所以他就跑去当兵啦。
So he decided to join the military.
他想说啊，当兵又可以运动，又可以操练，一副好身材，还有人付你钱。
He said, "Hey, in the military, I get paid and I get to exercise for free."
进去以后才知道都是被骗的啊。
But after he joined, he knew that it wasn't like that.
结果、到了军队里面呢、哇，就是整天这样子操啊。
In the army, he trained day after day.
结果后来那个。有一次跳伞啊
，and later during one parachuting session，
他说最后一次跳伞居然把脚跳断了。
He said that during his last jump, he broke one leg。
他就很生气，而且很生气啊！为什么这么多次都没事？为什么只有我一个人把脚跳断了
？He was really frustrated and annoyed because he thought this was the last time. What this time and what only me？
他就讲说他真的对神很生气啊！神都没有照顾他，神都没有保护他。
He said that he became annoyed for God did not watch after him。
所以他看到所有其他的那个什么其他的军人跑来跑去，只有他一个人坐在轮椅上面啊。
So he saw everyone running about later. Only him was confined to a wheelchair。
但是两个礼拜之后才发现说他的部队被调到阿富汗去了。
But 2 weeks later, he learned that his entire battalion was transferred to Afghanistan。
因为他脚断了，所以只有他没有被送到前线啊。
Because his leg was broken, he wasn't sent to the front lines.
赶快退伍啊。
He quickly was discharged.
所以人生到底下一刻什么是好，什么是坏，我们都不知道的。
So when something happens to you, do you know if it is good or bad?
但是如果你的生命，你的人生你把它交托给主啊。
However, if you gave the reins of your life to Christ,
虽然未来你看不到。
Although you cannot see the future,
但是你把神的手抓紧，把神的手牵好。
If you firmly grasp onto God's hand,
你看不到没有关系啊，神看得到就好了。
If you cannot see the future, it matters not because God can see it for you.
所以在这里第一个告诉我们说，我们是被拣选。
So the first thing we are told is that we are a chosen generation.
既然被拣选，表示我们有主人。
Being selected, it means that we have master.
必然被拣选，我们就要懂得顺服。
Given that we are chosen, we need to learn to submit.
既然被拣选，我们就要懂得交托。
Given that we were chosen, we need to learn to entrust.
所以一个成功的基督徒人生，一定是懂得交托的人生。
So a successful Christian life is always hand in hand with submission.
人要尽本分。
Men need to do their duty.
人要常努力。
Men need to do to make their best effort.
但是剩下的祷告当中交给我们的主。
But what is after that? It is all up to God after our entrustment to God.
因为你知道你的主既然拣选了你。
But we know that given that the Lord chose us,
他为你的人生负责到底。
And he'll be responsible for whatever happens.
我们看回来彼得前书。
Let us return to 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第二章
First Peter chapter 2,
第九节
verse 9.
这里说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司啊。这里告诉我们说，我们所拥有的第二个身份啊。
Secondly, we are told what other identity we have bestowed.
什么叫做什么？我们第二个身份叫做有君尊的祭司啊。
The second identity we have is royal priesthood.
我们都知道，祭司就是专门被选来服侍神的。
We know that priests were especially selected to serve God.
所以今天。我们要活出一个基督化成功的基督徒人生
So today when we set out to live a successful Christian life
一定要懂得服侍神啊
We need to learn how to serve God
一定要懂得进前来参与圣工啊
We need to understand how to serve God in a God-fearing fashion.
因为在这里说你要做祭司。
For we are told that we are priests.
你要站在神面前，侍立在神面前。
We stand before God serving Him.
所以啊，我们今天是有特殊身份的。
Today we have a very special identity.
既然有这个特殊身份，就要活出一个像这种身份的样式。
With this special identity, let us lead a life that is worthy of such identity.
你是祭司。
You are a priest.
你有活得像一个祭司吗？
But do you behave like a priest?
你是祭司。
You are a priest.
你有善尽祭司的本分吗？
But did you fulfill the roles of a priest?
因为每一个祭司他都要在他最精华人生最精华的时间来服侍神的。
For every priest needs to serve in the prime of their lives.
从30岁到50岁都在殿中服侍哦。
From 30 to 50, they need to serve in the confines of the temple.
所以我们今天也要做祭司啊。
Today we are also priests.
这是一种荣耀的身份。
This is a very glorious identity.
同时也是神对我们要求我们必须要尽的本分。
But at the same time, this is an identity that has many requirements behind it.
但是我们既然要做祭司，
Given that we need to be priests,
那我们就要符合祭司的要求跟祭司的条例。
Then we need to be aligned with the requirements and the regulations of the priests.
圣经里面对祭司啊要求很多的哦。
The Bible requires many things from the priests.
我们如果有机会啊去读一读啊圣经里面的祭司条例。
If we have the opportunity to learn about the statutes and regulations of the priests.
他对祭司的生活要求很多。
We realize that the requirements laid out above are many.
对祭司的长相要求也很多哦。
There are many regulations concerned with the appearance and clothing of the priest.
今天对我们来讲是什么意思呢？
But what is the lesson to us today?
为什么对长相要求很多？
Why is it the Bible requires so many detailed things about the appearance of the priest?
就是一个祭司要活出一个美丽的形象来。
It is for them to lead a beautiful life.
让人家看到就觉得说你是个好人。
So that when people saw them, they will instantly assess them to be righteous people.
有一个美丽的外在让人家羡慕。
In order for them to have a suitable appearance for people to admire.
不是你本身个人的脸的长相。
And this is not related to our own facial
features. 而是你表现出来的你表现出来给人感受的态度。
But rather, it is the aura that we exude through our conduct.
还有你的行为。
It is all related to our deeds.
所以啊，祭司是要从内到外都要有表现出他的特殊的。
True priests would then manifest inwardly towards the exterior.
在启示录的第十一章哦。
In Revelation chapter 11.
他说啊，你只有在神的殿中的才能够有才能够被数算，有永生啊！
It is said only those who are counted in the temple were destined to eternal life.
十一章说啊，在圣殿外面的不要数啦。
Chapter 11 said, do not count those in the outer court.
通通不要啦。
Do not count them in.
为什么不要啦？
Why not?
他说那是属于外邦人的。
Because they belong to the Gentiles.
所以谁能够被数算，谁能够有永生的盼望？
So who is counted in into the ranks of eternal life?
只有脚在圣殿当中的人。
Only those whose feet abide in the temple.
但是按照旧约的条例，
But according to the Old Testament regulations,
谁的脚能够在圣殿当中？
Whose feet could abide in the temple?
必须要做祭司才可以啊。
Only those who were called priests.
所以我们今天呢、啊，信耶稣不是只有来聚会啊。
So today being Christian doesn't mean to come to church only.
信耶稣更要懂得服侍神。
But it means to learn how to serve.
你可能会觉得说，可是我不知道自己要做什么啊？
You might think I don't know how to serve.
我们就要仔细想一想啊。
If that is the case, we need to think about it carefully.
我们今天在教会当中一定有我们可以做的。
Today in this church, there is something that is destined for you to do.
其实有时候啊，在教会里面开会啊，都会觉得很难受哦。
And many times when we have council meetings, we feel very troubled.
为什么哦？
Why?
因为我们常发现啊，教会里面80%的工作都是那20%的人在做啊。
Because we discovered that 80% of the workload is shouldered by 20% of the workforce.
像宗教教育的老师。
And for example, religious education instructors.
纽约教会的老师都要身兼好几班啊。
Our teachers are assigned in a multi-class fashion.
你看那些来帮忙打扫的。
And see those who join the cleaning team.
你看来看去会帮忙打扫的也是这一些信徒啊。
If you see those who clean, they're always the same.
所以很多人啊一聚完啊包包拿着赶快跑啊。
Most of the congregation just runs off the door as soon as service ends.
打扫跟我没有关系啊。
Cleaning has nothing to do with it.
教会是负责人的问题啊。
Because the board members need to be responsible for what happens.
我们难道没有发现这种态度已经直接影响到我们会不会得救了吗？
But did we not realize that this is already affecting our salvation?
因为当你不重视神的教会，
because when we cast aside the importance of
our church, 因为当你不在乎神的家，
when we do not care about God's family,
请问神为什么要在乎你？
Then the question is why would God care about you?
所以今天我们作为一个基督徒，不是说只有来聚会而已啊。
So today as Christians, our duty is not merely merely to come to service.
我们对教会侍奉的认同直接反映我们内心世界的信仰啊。
The acknowledgement that we have towards Holy Word directly reflects the status of our faith.
你说一个人真的很爱教会，很爱神，很重视信仰。
If you say that a person loves the church and values their faith deeply,
他有可能会不重视信徒，不重视教会的圣工，不会帮忙任何的服事吗？
Would you expect the member to ignore Holy Word, the members and the things and affairs of the church?
当然是不可能的啊。
Of course, you would not expect that.
所以啊，我们今天自己检讨一下。
So let us look ourselves in the mirror.
你在乎神的家吗？
Do you care about God's house?
你真的在乎弟兄姐妹吗？
Do you care about your brothers and sisters?
你看到教会有需要，你可以站出来吗？
When you see a need in this church, do you boldly stand up?
还是你只是告诉自己说跟我没关系啊？
Or do you wave your hand and say, "Let it go, have nothing to do with me"?
负责人的问题啊。
This is a problem of the board members.
传道没做好啊。
It is the preacher who didn't fulfill his duty.
所以啊，我们今天的态度哦。
Therefore, let us think about our attitude today.
其实表现的是我们真实的信仰啊。
Because that reflects the trueness of our faith.
所以在这里告诉我们说，我们每个人都要做祭司。
We are told here that all of us need to be priests.
我们来看一下《生命记》的第十六章哦。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 16.
生命记的第十六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 16.
生命记第十六章的第十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16.
十六节。
16.
你一切的男丁要在除酵节、七七节、祝棚节一年三次，在主你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。十七节。
17.
个人要按自己的力量，按主你神所赐的福分奉献礼物哦。好，所以在这里啊。神特别吩咐哦。
This is what God entrusted the people.
他说、啊、当我们来到神的面前
When we come to God's presence,
他说你不可空手朝见他。
We cannot come empty-handed.
不过你是谁啊
No matter who you are.
你都不能够空手来。
You cannot come empty-handed.
一定要带礼物。
You need to bring a gift.
这是神的要求。
This is what God requires.
他说按照你的能力，按照神所赐的福来奉献你的礼物啊。
It is said that we must offer and sacrifice according to our power and ability.
所以我们要问问自己啊。
So then let us ask ourselves.
我们每一次来到神的殿中。
Each time we come to God's temple.
我们到底带了什么来
？What is it that we brought with us？
神说你不可空手朝见他。
God said you shall not come empty-handed。
我们是不是常常空手来到神的殿呢
？But do we not come empty-handed to God's temple all the time？
所以今天我们一定要结出侍奉的果子来。
We need to bear the fruit of service。
不管是我们生活上要有好的表现
，No matter if we're talking about good deeds in our daily life，
或者是能够有机会传福音做圣工
，Or whether we're referring to preaching the gospel of partaking of holy word，
或者是拿起电话打电话关怀软。
Just a simple act of picking up the phone to call the members who need concern.
甚至聚会结束留下来帮忙打扫。
Or perhaps staying behind of the service to clean.
这就是你带到神面前的礼物啊。
These are the gifts that we bring before God.
所以神说你不可空手朝见我。
God says, do not come to me empty-handed.
这是神的吩咐。
This is God's commandment.
不是建议。
It is not a suggestion.
是要求。
It is a requirement.
不是请求。
It is not some pleading.
所以神说你一定要带礼物来。
God says, "Bring me a gift."
所以作为神家中的祭司
，and being priest in the house of God，
侍奉是每个人的要求。
Service is something that is required of everyone.
你说我年纪大了
，You might say I'm old.
我可能没有办法去访问
，I can't go on visitation.
没关系啊，你可以打电话啊。
It doesn't matter. You can still make a call.
你可以祷告啊。
You can pray and intercede.
帮教会祷告。
You can pray for the church.
帮传道工人祷告。
You can pray for the pastor for the workers.
这个也叫做做圣工啊。
This is also holy work.
所以啊，今天没有不能做没不能做工的人
，and there is no worker that is useless in this church.
一定有工作可以做
，there is certainly something you can do.
问题是在你要不要做，你愿不愿意做而已。
The matter is whether you are willing, whether you want to.
在多米尼加哦
，in the Dominican Republic，
他们的信徒住的离教会都很远啊。
The members live at a far distance from the church.
但是每个安息日早上
，but each single Sabbath morning，
大概八点左右就会有一个老弟兄来敲门啊。
At around 8 a.m. an old member will be knocking at the door.
八点多他就来了，然后到了教会就开始啊，水桶拿着就开始拖地啦。
At 8 a.m., this old member comes, takes a bucket filled with water, and starts mopping the floor.
他已经六十几岁了。
He is more than 60.
而且他住得非常远啊。
He lives very far.
从他家到教会大概要坐车要坐两个半小时啊。
The bus ride from from his place to the church is 2+ hours.
但是人家每个安息日早上八点多就到啦。
But he faithfully comes to church at 8 a.m. every single Sabbath.
然后就是拖地啊，擦椅子啊，擦桌子啊。
He mops the floor. Lord cleans the tables, cleans the chairs.
因为这个是他能做的。
Because this is something that he can do.
所以啊，作为一个祭司啊，不可空手朝见神啊。
So as priests, let us not come empty-handed to God.
侍奉已经是我们每个人身上的责任。
Service is already something that has been entrusted to us.
但是在彼得前书这里告诉我们啊。
But in 1 Peter, this is the message.
他说我们要做祭司。
We need to be priests.
但是我们必须要做有君尊的祭司啊。
But we need to be royal priests.
这个就比较奇怪了，什么叫做有君尊的祭司啊？
This is somewhat more weird. What is a royal priest?
我们来看一下路加福音的第22章哦。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 22.
路加福音的第22章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音22章的24节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 24.
路加福音第22章24节。
Luke chapter 22 verse 24.
24节，门徒起了争论，他们中间哪一个可算为大？25。
25。
耶稣说，外邦人有君王为主治理他们，那掌权管他们的称为恩主。26。
26。
但你们不可这样，你们中间为大的倒要像年幼的，为首领的倒要像服侍人的。27。
27。
谁为大呢？是坐席的，是服侍人的呢？不是坐席的大吗？然而我在你们中间如同服侍人的。28。
28。
我在磨难之中，常与我同在的就是你们。29。
29。
我将国赐给你们，正如我父赐给我一样，叫你们在我国里坐在我席上吃喝，并且坐在宝座上审判以色列的12个支派啊。那这里是主耶稣啊对门徒对使徒所说的一段话。
This passage is dialogue from Christ to the disciples.
什么叫做有君尊？
What is to be royal?
有君尊就是与主同坐在宝座上面。
Royalty is to sit on the throne together with Christ.
与主同坐审判的王。
To join Christ in the judging throne.
所以你跟我今天不只要做祭司。
So,We are not only priests today.
我们并且要坐在宝座上与主同享荣耀啊。
But rather, we shall be seated on God's throne to enjoy His glory.
这个才叫做君尊，这个才叫做君尊的祭司啊。
This is the meaning of royal priesthood.
但是今天我们要作为一个祭司。
But in order to be priests.
就是努力要服侍
then we need to serve wholeheartedly.
但是要成为一个有君尊的祭司
in order to become royal priest.
他的要求就更多了
then there are even more requirements.
怎么样才能够成为一个有君尊的祭司
what counts as being a royal priest?
这里告诉我们三件事情
there are three things that we are told here.
我们看27节
let us see verse 26节 let us see 26.
路加福音22章26节
Luke chapter 22 verse 26.
他说但你们不可这样你们里面为大的要像年幼的，为首领的要像服侍人的。好，所以你怎么样成为一个有君尊的祭司
？So how do we become royal priests?
第一就是你在教会事工当中要学会谦卑啊。
The first aspect is to learn humility in service and in church.
但是我社会上的人都喜欢做主管啊。
The people in society like to be managers.
主管一句话底下跑断腿啊。
They like to be the boss. A word and everyone is scattering and running around.
很有，你看很。感觉很好啊
It feels good, doesn't it?
我叫你去做这个，我让你去做那个。
I say this and you need to do this.
你不做，把你开除。
And if you don't, you're fired.
哇，感觉很有气魄，感觉很了不起啊。
It feels quite good. It feels like we are that we have power.
今天的人都喜欢做老大，做老板啊。
Today, everyone likes to be the boss, likes to be the chief.
但是在这里，圣经说你们当中却不可这样啊。
However, the Bible says not so among you.
你们想要在神眼中伟大。
Whoever wants to be great in the eyes of God,
你就要在众人当中做最小的。
Let him be the least among men.
你想要在神的眼中有价值。
Whoever wants to be valuable in God's eyes,
你就要谦卑服侍众人。
Let him lowly serve all.
他说这这样子，他说你要做首领的，你就要去学会服侍人。
Whoever says he wants to be the leader, let him serve everyone.
所以将来的荣耀在于我们今天侍奉的态度。
So our future glory resides in our attitude of service today.
我们今天想要做君尊的祭司。
Today we all want to be royal priests.
侍奉当中要学会谦卑。
But we need to learn humility in our
service. 就像摩西一样。
Just like it happened with Moses.
圣经里面讲说，摩西谦和超过世上众人啊。
The Bible says that Moses became humble and lowly more than anyone in the world.
所以神对神说，神讲到摩西哦。
Therefore, God says of Moses.
他说，摩西是在我全家是为我全家尽忠的。
Saying that he is a faithful servant in my house.
所以神对摩西的评价非常的高。
God's assignment of Moses was quite high.
因为他在荣耀的侍奉当中学会谦卑自己啊。
Because in the glory that surrounded his service, Moses learned how to lower himself.
摩西没有在绝对的权柄当中迷失掉他的本心啊。
Moses had absolute power, but did not lose himself within that power.
所以我们今天在教会里面有许多不一样的事工。
In this church, there are many duties and roles to fulfill.
也因为事工的需要，我们有很多不同的职分。
And because of the diversity of jobs to be done, there are different gifts and identity.
但是要在职分当中不忘记自己是谁。
But still, in a role, we must not forget who we are.
不要在职分当中变成骄傲自大。
In our postal servitude, let us not be puffed up and high.
这个才是得着君尊的第一个要求啊。
This is the first requirement of acquiring royalty.
你今天在教会里面侍奉越谦卑。
The more humbly you serve in this church today,
虽然没有人看见，没有人给你掌声。
Even if people don't applaud for you, or even see what you're doing,
默默的做，低调的做。
If you do things backstage in secret,
别人不做的你去做。
If people don't want to do things and you dumb them, do them behind the scenes,
最难、最糟、最没有人要做的你担起来。
If you do the things that people look down on, that people cannot do, that people do not want to do,
那这个叫做有君尊的祭司。
And then by doing that, you have gained royal priesthood.
所以这种将来在神眼中是丰丰富富的。
For to this there is a great reward in heaven.
第二
，secondly，
我们看回来路加福音的二十二章哦。
Return to Luke chapter 22,
二十八节
，verse 28，
说我在磨难之中。常与我同在的就是你们啊。
You are those who have continued with me in my trials.
所以在这里告诉我们说，你要得君尊的第二个要求。
This is the second requirement of gaining royal priesthood.
就是你要在磨难之中啊。
Which is to be with Christ in trials.
我们不要以为啊，君尊就是大家都拜托你，大家都崇拜你啊。
Royalty doesn't mean that everyone has to come and worship you.
大家都说你好棒，大家都说你了不起啊。
Everyone saying Lord and honor to you.
这里主耶稣说君尊是什么？
What is royalty in Jesus' definition?
什么人有资格坐在宝座上？
Who is worthy of sitting in the royal throne?
第二就是要能够承受磨难的人啊。
The second requirement is to suffer in the trials.
那在人生当中，你会常常遇到一些不顺心的事。
During our life, we will encounter things that are not smooth.
那在侍奉当中，有时候会让你觉得灰心、难过，甚至掉眼泪。
In our lives, we will encounter obstacles that will lead us to tears, to suffering, and to bleeding and sorrow.
但是只有那些能够忍耐到底的。
But only they who persevere to the end.
所以这种人，荣耀是他的。
The glory shall be to them.
就像保罗一样啊。
Just like it occurred with Paul.
我们如果看看保罗的人生。
If we look at Paul's life.
保罗的人生哪有什么荣耀？
What sort of glory do we see in Paul's life?
原本在信主以前啊。
Before he came to Christ.
在世人的眼中，他的人生是非常有荣耀的。
In the eyes of men, he was glorious. He had a high status.
大家族出来的。
He came from an illustrious family background.
罗马身份。
And he had Roman citizenship.
大学问家。
And he was highly educated.
你知道那时候保罗有自己的跟随者吗？
Did you know that Paul has his own disciples at the time?
很多人都知道保罗的名声啊。
Many people knew about Paul's name.
甚至有些皇家贵胄哦，那个像亚基帕王都知道哇，保罗大学问家，他们知道的。
Even kings and nobility were acquainted with Paul's background, like King Agrippa.
原本在人的眼中啊，保罗是大有尊荣的。
So in the eyes of men, Paul was very, very admirable.
但是当他信了耶稣以后
，But after he decided to come to Christ,
他为了耶稣舍弃了这一切。
For the sake of Christ, he cast all of this away.
所以到最后，亚基帕王在审判保罗的时候啊
，So in the end, when King Agrippa was judging Paul,
他跟保罗说：“保罗啊，你疯了。”
He said, "Paul, are you out of your mind?
你怎么把这些荣耀都抛弃了，来过得这么悲惨的生活呢？
Why did you throw away all the glory that you had and chose to live in this miserable life?"
但是保罗虽然别人不清楚
，So although people did not understand him,
但是保罗很清楚自己在干什么。
Paul clearly knew what he was doing.
他虽然失去了人的掌声
，although he lost the applause from men,
他虽然失去人世间的荣华富贵
，although he lost the acclamation, the glory that came from society.
但是在哥林多后书第五章里面说
，In Second Corinthians chapter 5, he says,
保罗说那为为我在天上积存的是荣耀无比的奖赏啊
！That which is in store in heaven for me is an everlasting weight of glory.
因为看见天上的荣耀
，For he saw the weight of glory that awaited him.
所以他今天能够活在磨难当中
，He was able to live in his time in his trials.
所以我们今天作为一个信徒哦
，So today as believers,
信仰的路上遇到磨难是难免的
，It is quite unavoidable for us to not meet trials.
可能是从工作当中
，It might come from workplace.
可能是从我们的家人
，It might come from our family.
这些磨难可能甚至是从我们教会的弟兄姐妹来的
，These tests and trials might even come from from my brothers and sisters in Christ.
哦，真的，你的信仰路上会遇到很多的挑战。
And it is true and real that we will be challenged all the time in our faith.
啊，但是在这里主耶稣说，哦。
But this is what Christ says.
主耶稣说，我在磨难当中啊。
I was in trials.
啊，这里说门徒啊，你们也同我在磨难里面。
But you, the disciples, abided with me in my trials.
哦，所以呢，你最后可以跟我同坐宝座，同享荣耀啊。
And therefore, in the end, you shall be seated next with me in the glorious throne.
你信仰遇到挑战了吗？
Were you challenging your faith?
你生活遇到困难了吗？
Did you meet difficulties in your life?
你遇到一些让你伤心难过的事吗？
Did you meet things that caused you to be sorrowful and tearful?
你跪下祷告祈求，神没有给你回应吗？
Did you kneel down to pray and receive no response from God?
你在磨难当中，你退缩，你放弃了吗？
Did you give up? Did you surrender during your trials?
在这里，这些门徒没有离开，没有放弃，没有退缩。
The disciples did not recede, did not go away during the time of trial.
所以主耶稣说，我在磨难里面，你们跟我在一起啊。
So Jesus said, in my trials, you abide with me.
所以我享荣耀的时候，你们也要同我一同在那里。
Therefore, when I'm in glory, you shall be there with me.
所以第二个告诉我们说，你要享荣耀坐宝座。
And the second thing we are told that if we wish to be in the throne, enjoying Jesus' glory,
你要能够与主同在磨。磨难里面啊。
We must be with him and continue with him in trials.
啊，但是在这里有一个很重要的关键哦。
But there is a key to this.
就是你的磨难是因为主的缘故啊。
Which is that we continue and we suffer in trials for Christ's sake.
啊，是不是这里讲说啊，说我在磨难里，你们跟我在一起啊。
Here it says you continued with me in my trials.
所以你的磨难是因为信仰，是因为耶稣，是因为教会。
Therefore, our suffering in trials is for the sake of the church, for the sake of our faith, for the sake of God.
而不是因为你自己啊，到处惹是生非。一张口一张嘴随便乱讲话啊。
Our trials must not be because we said something wrong and we receive our due retribution.
我们来看一下彼得前书的第二章哦。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书的第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
彼得前书第二章第十九节。
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 19.
十九节。
19.
他说：“倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。”二十节。
20.
但是你们如果是因为犯罪受责打，能忍耐，这有什么可夸的呢？但是如果你们是因行善受苦，能忍耐，在神眼中看为是可喜爱的。哦，所以在这里啊，彼得告诉我们哦。
This is what Peter says over
here. 他说啊，如果你今天受苦是为了信仰，为了耶稣的缘故。
If today you suffer because of your faith, because of Christ.
说这个是可喜爱的啊。
This is something commendable.
啊，但是问题是啊，我们今天受苦常常不是因为信仰，不是因为耶稣的缘故啊。
But the problem is that today we suffer not because of Christ or because of our faith.
常常是自己惹是生非，自找麻烦。
Oftentimes we deserve what we brought upon ourselves.
一开口就伤人。
When we speak, we hurt others.
言语如刀一刺啊，惹出大麻烦
来。Our words are like darts that hurt and cause others loss.
啊，行为举止不经过大脑。
When we don't think about what we are doing.
啊，做了很多事情惹了别人的厌啊，才来受苦。
We do many things that annoy others and then we suffer.
我说呀，为了自己惹下麻烦受苦，这个没有，这个能忍耐没有什么了不起的。
Therefore, there is nothing praiseworthy about our suffering because of the wrong things we have done.
那也不会得到神的奖赏啊。
Nor will we be praised by God.
你自己惹出来的，你活该啊。
You caused your suffering. You brought it upon yourself.
啊，只有说今天是磨难是为了耶稣的缘故。
But only if we suffer for the sake of Christ.
为了信仰吃苦。
Only if we get the short end because of faith.
为了教会吃苦。
Only because of the church we suffer.
他说这在神眼中是可喜爱的。
We are told that all these are commendable and praiseworthy.
所以在这里告诉我们说啊，我们要怎么样坐在宝座上。
So how do we rise to the throne?
第一，要能够在神家中谦卑服事。
Firstly, we need to serve humbly in God's household.
越谦卑在神眼里越大。
The more humility we have, the greater we are in God's eyes.
第二是能够与主同在磨难当中。
Secondly, we must continue in our trials with Christ.
好，啊，第三这里说，我在磨难当中，常与我同在的是你们啊。
Thirdly, Jesus says that you were the ones who continued with me in my trials.
啊，第三个这里告诉我们说，在磨难受苦当中不退缩、不离开、不放弃啊。
And the idea behind this is that we must not let go, nor surrender in the time of trial.
所以第二你要吃苦。
So secondly, we must suffer.
第三你不可以 放弃啊。
Thirdly, we cannot give up.
你说你今天为主耶稣吃了一点苦。
For example, if today you just suffering a little for the sake of Christ.
啊，你吃苦吃苦啊，放弃了，投降了，离开了。
You suffer, by the end you surrender and you walk away.
你信仰这一条道路，你吃了苦，但是你最后没有走完。
So you walk so far in this journey of faith, but you decided to forsake.
啊，这一条路你的吃苦啊，叫做浪费啊。
Then all your work and your suffering went to waste.
啊，今天一个信徒啊，如果信主信了一辈子。
If a member believed his entire lifespan,
为信主付出了很多。
And for Christ, he did many, many things.
为道理忍耐了很多。
If he endured with long suffering, things about the truth.
但是最后这条信仰的路走不完。
But in the end, he could not finish the way of faith.
离开道理了。
And he decided to forfeit his faith.
离开教会了。
He decided to abandon the church.
离开信仰了。
He decided to forsake his faith.
过去所有的付出成为一种悲剧啊。
Then all the effort and all his giving becomes a tragedy.
那是不是因为你没有走完啊？
Is that not right because he did not reach the end goal?
哦，所以第三个说你要坐在宝座上是要常与耶稣同在啊。
So lastly, in order to sit in the throne, we need to abide with Christ.
哦，所以啊，在希伯来书里面告诉我们啊。
The book of Hebrews tells us this.
我们来看一下希伯来书。
Let us turn to Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书的第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章
chapter 10.
第三十五节
verse 35.
希伯来书的第十章第三十五节
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 35.
啊，三十五节说，所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心就要得大赏赐。36，你们要忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得到应许。37，因为还有一点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。38，只是一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。39，我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人，乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人呐、啊，好，所以在这里希伯来书的作者告诉我们啊
，The author of Hebrews gives us a message.
他说你是谁
？Who are you？
他说你不是那个退缩放弃的人呐、啊。
You're definitely not those who draw back and let go.
所以不要丢弃你勇敢的心。
So do not cast away your confidence.
再忍耐一点
，but rather endure just a little more.
再坚持一点
，persist just a little more.
他说那将要来的必快来啊
，for he who is coming will come.
他说哇，一人如果退后心。神心里就不喜欢他了。
If the righteous draw back, God's soul will have no delight in him.
但是你跟我们不是退后的那种人。
But both you and me are not that kind of people.
我们是有信心，最后能够灵魂得救的人啊。
For we are bestowed with faith and we listen to salvation.
哦，所以我们最后要坐在宝座上面。
So in the end, we will be seated by the throne.
不只要谦卑服侍。
Not only having served humbly.
不只要忍受磨难。
Not only having suffering trials.
最重要的是要能够完成所托付的使命啊。
But most importantly, also having fulfilled the duty handed over.
这一条路一定要走完。
This is a journey that we must complete.
不管你怎么走
，and no matter how you walk,
就算用爬的，也要把信仰的路爬完。
Even crawling, even down to your knees, you need to reach the goal.
如果爬不完
，if you cannot get to the end,
你这一辈子所付出的努力全部白费了。
Then all the work that you have done is all in vain.
哦，所以啊，第三个这里告诉我们说，要常与主同在。
So the third thing we must learn is to abide with Christ always.
就能够成为有君尊、有荣耀的祭司啊。
So that will lead us into inheriting the royal priesthood.
我们看回来彼得前书的第二章。
Let us return to 1 Peter chapter 2.
9
verse 9.
彼得前书二章第九节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
而在这里说，你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民呢、啊。而这里第三个告诉我们说，我们是圣洁的国度啊。
So the third identity we are talking about is a holy nation.
那、啊、所以当我们被神拣选以后
，After we are chosen by God，、
啊、我们就好像移民呐、啊，从一个国家移民到另外一个国家一样啊。
It is as if we immigrated from a country to another.、
啊、所以第一个说，我们是被拣选的。
So firstly, we are told we are chosen.
第二，我们必须要侍奉成为祭司。
Secondly, we need to serve like priests.
第三，不要忘记你身处在新的国度里面啊。
And thirdly, we must not forget that we live in a new country.
啊，今天你住在美国。
Today we live in the United States.
你就必须要遵守美国的法律，遵守美国的规矩啊。
So you need to obey United States laws and regulations.
啊，美国说你必须要缴税，你就是缴税。
If the U.S. government says you must pay taxes, then you need to pay taxes.
而且你缴税是交给美国政府。
And you pay to the U.S. government.
啊，今天你在不同的国家，你就要遵守他的法律。
No matter in which country you abide, you need to obey the local laws.
啊，所以啊，在这里信仰也是一样啊。
And the same thing applies to faith.
啊，在信主以 前
before we believe in Christ.
圣经说我们是在黑暗的国度，在魔鬼的辖制之下。
The Bible says that we abide in the kingdom of darkness under Satan's control.
所以我们的生活，我们的控，我们是被这个魔，这个黑暗国度的法律所控制的。
Therefore, we abided by the laws of darkness.
如同罗马书保罗说啊，那想做的善行我们做不出来。
Just like in the book of Romans, Paul says, "The good I will to do, I cannot do."
他说想不想做的恶事，我还是去做。
But the evil that I do not will to do, I do.
他说我心里当中有一个力量啊。
Therefore, there is a law, a power in me.
保罗说我心中有一个黑暗的力量，一直控制着我，叫我去做恶啊。
Paul says there is a force of darkness that drives me to do evil.
那这个是以前我们在黑暗国度里面受他国度的辖制啊。
This is how we were oppressed by the laws of the kingdom of darkness.
但是这里告诉我们说，我们已经进入了一个新的国度。
But here we are told that we entered into a new kingdom.
我们来看以弗所书啊。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
啊，第三、第四章啊、哦。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
以弗所书的第四章的第二十节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 20.
二十节。你们学了基督却不是这样，21。你们听了他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，22。这要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑慢慢变坏的，23。又要将你们的心智改换一新，24。并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。所以在这里保罗告诉我们、啊、
This is what Paul says.
他说、啊、我们、啊、要脱去过去的旧人，穿上今天的新人。
And put off the old man and be clothed with the new man.
好像离去过去的黑暗，进入今天的光明。
As if escaping the darkness of the past days, entering into the light today.
所以过去的黑暗，过去的罪恶，过去的情欲，就要把它抛下，抛弃了。
And as such, we need to completely forsake the desires, the evil doings from darkness.
因为今天你已经不是活在过去。
For today, we no longer live in the past.
今天对过去来讲，你已经死掉了。
And to the past, we are dead.
你已经是一个新人，有一个新的开始。
We are dead to the past. We are a brand new man with a brand new beginning.
所以这里说，我们是进入了一个新的国度。
Here we're told that we enter into a new nation.
既然新的国度，我们就要遵守新的法律。
And in a new nation, we need to abide by the laws of that place.
新的国家的法律是什么呢？
What are the laws in this new kingdom?
在这里说，我们要我们成为圣洁的国度啊。
We are told that we became a holy nation.
所以啊，圣经里面告诉我们说啊，神拣选我们是要我们成为圣洁啊。
The Bible tells us that God chose us for sanctity.
不是让我们沾染污秽的。
Not for us to be polluted.
所以在这里说，我们既然是这个国度的国民
，Given that we are citizens in this kingdom.
神对我们只有一个要求
，And God has only one requirement of us.
就是成为圣洁啊
，For us to be holy.
怎么成为圣洁？
And how do we become holy?
就是要抛弃过去的旧我。
And the answer is to let go of our past selves.
拒绝世界的引诱啊。
Decline the temptation that comes from the world.
并且立志不再回到过去的罪恶当中。
And determine not ever to go back to our past sins.
以色列人当他们离开埃及以后，
When the Israelites departed from Egypt,
他们开始行走旷野路啊。
They began the way of the wilderness.
这一条旷野路上他们走得非常辛苦。
In the way of the desert, they suffered a lot.
尤其在很多次啊，神很生气啊，神很生气击杀他们啊。
Especially when God's anger was aroused, many of them were killed.
为什么神杀了当中很多人？
Why did God decide to get rid of many of them?
你仔细看了，很多时候都是因为他们都是因为一个原因啊。
You pay attention, there is a concrete cause.
当他们说我们巴不得回到埃及啊。
It is only always one same behavior. They said if we went back to Egypt.
他们说啊，我们不要摩西了，我们另外立一个首领，大家回埃及吧。
If only we could erect a new leader to lead us back to Egypt and forsake Moses.
这就是神最愤怒的时候。
This is what truly caused
anger. 所以神跟摩西说啊，神跟摩西说啊，你留着我吧，我把这些人全部消灭算了。
So God told Moses, allow me to get rid of all these people.
他说这些人是没有良心的百姓啊。
Well, these people have no conscience.
他们已经忘记过去在埃及地面受苦做奴隶的可怜。
They have already forgotten the pain and the suffering of slavery.
所以被拯救走上一条新的道路 居然还想回埃及啊。
They were saved and delivered safely unto the path of salvation, but they want to go back.
那创世纪第一章里面告诉我们啊。
Exodus chapter 1 says this.
他说以色列人受苦啊，他们的哀声上达天庭啊。
The sorrow and the tears reached the presence of God.
所以当以色列人在埃及的时候是很可怜的。
When the Israelites were in Egypt, they suffered a lot.
做奴隶。
And they were slaves.
没有盼望。
They had no hope.
生下来的孩子直接就杀掉了。
The children they had were killed immediately.
因为埃及人想要把以色列人灭种啊，所以只要生下来的男孩子就全部杀掉啊。
Because they wanted to eliminate completely the race of the Israelites.
他们甚至比牲畜还不如啊。
They were even lowlier than animals in Egypt.
啊，但是呢，在那种这么苦的时候
，But even in their suffering,
他们呼求神，神就拯救他们。
When they shouted out to God, God delivered them.
分开红海，带领他们出埃及。
God split the Red Sea and led them out of Egypt.
结果离开埃及，他们一天到晚讲什么
？And the result is the people saying what?
哎呀，埃及其实过得还不错啦。
Hey, Egypt wasn't half bad.
哦，埃及，我们在肉锅旁边吃的快乐啊。
In Egypt, we were singing and merry next to the pot of meat.
哇，埃及其实做奴隶也蛮好的。
And being a slave wasn't that bad altogether.
所以神很生气啊。
So God's anger was aroused.
所以今天一个人如果想要回埃及
，If today anyone wants to go back to Egypt,
想要重新回到过去罪恶的生活
，If anyone wants to reverse into the passive life,
羡慕黑暗的日子
，If anyone envies the life in the darkness,
说这个人是神心中所厌恶的啊。
Then the Bible says that that person is abhorred by God.
所以神说啊，以色列百姓啊，是我心中厌恶的百姓啊。
The Bible says the Israelite people is a people abhorred by me.
为什么
？Why？
因为想回埃及
，Because they want to go back to Egypt.
想回去过去的生活里
，Because they want to lead their past lives.
所以圣经里面讲说啊，猪啊，你把它洗干净了，又跑到泥里面去打滚啊。
The Bible says you can wash and clean a pig, but they will go back and roll the mud.
这叫做不洁净啊。
And that is unclean.
所以第三个告诉我们说，我们今天是圣洁的国度。
The third thing we are told is that we are a holy nation.
你不是猪啊。
We are not swine.
你不要不洁净啊。
Let us not be unclean.
神把你洗干净了，不要跑回泥里去打滚啊。
For God washes clean, let us not go back to the filth of the mud.
要成为圣洁的国度。
Let us become a holy nation.
第四个说我们是属神的子民啊。
Fourthly, we are told that we are His own special people.
属神的子民是自我身份的一种认识啊。
Being God's own special people is something that we need to know ourselves.
因为你今天认识了自己
，because we know who we are，
你才知道自己应该要做什么事。
Then we know what we must do。
因为身份决定你的本分
，identity determines our responsibility。
你的本分决定了你最终得到的福分
，our responsibility determines the reward in store for us。
所以第四个告诉我们说，我们是属神的子民。
The fourth thing we are told is that we are God's own people。
圣经里面讲到犹太人、以色列人啊。
The Bible speaks about the Jews, the Israelites。
他常说啊，以色列是神所钟爱的民族
，saying that they are people beloved by God，
是神所特选的百姓。
And they are the God's own chosen people.
所以啊，圣经里面讲说啊，说以色列是神眼中的瞳人呐、啊，眼睛里的瞳人
哦。That the Israelites are the pupil in God's eye.
那你要看圣经里面讲到以色列人哦。
When we see God talking about the Israelites,
圣经里面讲说啊，神说啊，谁要碰以色列哦？
When the Bible mentions Israel, God says, "Whoever wants to touch the Israelites."
就好像要摸神的瞳人，眼睛的瞳人一样啊。
It's as if they try to touch God's pupil.
他说神会用拳头打人的。
God will strike them up with His fist.
他说呀，今天以色列是特选的百姓。
The Israelites are the chosen people of God.
因为他是属神的，被拣选。
For they belong to God and they were selected by God.
他说你看旧约在讲到以色列啊。
So when you look at the Old Testament, any recording regarding the Israelites.
他们常讲说 Oh Israel, Oh 以色列啊，以色列啊。
God always calls out to them saying, Oh Israel, Oh Israel.
在神面前，在神眼中这一句话是很特别的。
In God's mind, Oh Israel is a very important phrase.
因为你是专门被选属神的百姓。
Because this shows how God loves them for they are God's own chosen people.
但是今天被神拣选作为神特殊的
Today, being chosen by God also,
神所钟爱、神所特选的民族
the ones who God loves, the ones who God cares about.
为什么以色列是人类历史当中最悲惨的一个民族呢？
Why is it that Israel's condition is so deplorable and so miserable?
你真的，你从旧约看到新约啊，看到今天的现代啊、哦、
Indeed, even today, even in the past, even in the Old Testament,
以色列这个民族啊，是它的历史就是基本上一个血泪史啊。
The nation of Israel, the history of the nation of Israel was written with blood and tears.
在众国当中被抛来抛去。
Because they were cast and pushed aside from nation to nation.
被众人所欺负。
They were oppressed by everyone.
那你会觉得很奇怪啊，它不是神所特选的民族吗
？So then you scratch your head and think, aren't they God's chosen people?
为什么
？Why?
因为他们虽然拥有这个身份
，Why would this happen? It is because they had this identity.
他们却没有活出自己应尽的本分。
But they did not fulfill their duty.
啊，因此啊，虽然得了身份，但是却没有得到相应的荣耀。
And they did receive the identity, but they weren't glorified accordingly.
哦，所以今天作为这个属神的百姓
，So as people of God,
像你跟我今天
，like you and me,
我们是神所特选的
，We are all chosen by God,
被称为属灵的以色列人
，We are spiritual Israelites.
你跟我都要记住一件事情啊
，All of us need to remember one thing.
说这是一个高风险行业啊
，This is a high risk profession.
你看以色列人啊。
Look at the Israelites.
他们听话的时候福气百倍
When they obeyed, their blessings were hundredfold.
但是他们不乖的时候惩罚加倍啊
When they misbehaved, their punishment was also multiplied by a hundred.
所以被选召成为神所特选的民族
And therefore being chosen to be God's own special people.
被称为神的百姓
Being called God's people.
属神的子民
God's own nation.
是一个高风险行业啊
It's actually a high risk game.
如果我们做得好
If we do well.
我们努力
If we work hard.
我们讨神的喜悦
If we please God,
那个我们的生活，神给我们负责，神的恩典，好像天上到天开的窗户，到福气下来啊。
Then God will take care of the lives; He will shower His blessing as He's pouring them by the bucket from the heaven.
啊，但是同时，如果我们失去了警醒
，But by the same token, if we lose awareness,
我们失落了我们的身份
，If we lose ourselves and we don't know our identity,
忘记了自己是谁
，We forget who we are.
我们要遭的灾难却是更加的，是比别人更加的凄惨。
Then the calamities that will come our way are more fearsome than that of other people.
哦，所以做得好，福气多。
So the, if we do well, our blessings will be in store.
做得不好，问题也大。
But if we do not do well, we have a great problem.
啊，这个是神所赐给我们的身份。
This is the identity that God granted
us. 叫做属神的子民啊。
We are a holy nation with His own people.
所以你是谁
？So who are you?
你有没有认清到自己的身份
？Do you know what identity you have bestowed?
你知道神对你的身份的期望是什么
？Do you know what is the expectation that is carried with this identity?
你到底该尽的本分在哪里
？What is your responsibility?
今天身份已经赋予给你了。
The identity has already been granted.
这个身份。附带的有神的要求
But with this identity, there is a requirement.
附带的有神对你的期盼
There is an expectation.
你要努力
You need to work hard.
因为越努力的人恩典越大
Because the harder you work, the greater the blessings.
因为你已经是属神的百姓了
Because you are already called God's own people.
所以神已经给我们这样的身份
God gave us this identity.
我们被拣选
We were chosen.
我们有君尊
We have a royalty.
我们成圣洁
We are holy.
我们更被称为属神的子民
And moreover, we are God's own people.
你认识你的身份吗
Do you know your identity?
你尊重你的职分吗
Do you value your responsibility?
你完成了你的本分吗
Have you fulfilled your role and duty?
我们去唱诗
Let us sing hymn.
256首
256
Thank you.
please be seated.
我们要来做聚会结束的祷告哦。
We shall make the concluding prayer for this morning service.
我们在祷告当中求主耶稣赐给我们力量。
We pray, let us ask for strength.
让我们对自己的身份有更明白的认识。
Let us ask for a clear understanding of our identity.
因为当一个人没有办法看清楚自己的身份
，When a person cannot know themselves，
就不明白自己应尽的本分
，Then they will not know what the responsibilities are。
啊，所以求主耶稣开我们的眼呐、啊、
，May God open our spiritual sight，
啊，让我们能够看清楚我们所被托付的是何等荣耀尊贵的身份
，And we will see how glorious is the responsibility we have been handed over。
啊，使我们能够活出一个尊贵荣耀的人生
，And we might be able to live a noble and highly life。
啊，看到自己信仰的价值
，Let us see the value of our faith。
能够珍惜信仰
Let us abide by this way of faith.
能够重视信仰。
Let us treasure the faith we have.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们每一个人。
May the Lord help each of us.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let us all come forward to pray.